people did contemplate that during the concert. So we heard The Cure, Fascination Street, from what is my favorite Cure album, Disintegration, 1989. And looking at the ticket stubs, I noticed we did see The Cure once before on Tuesday, June 30th, 1992. Ticket price $29.50. And we had dates that night.
Yeah, we sure did. We were so excited, weren't we, Todd?
Our dates both fell asleep.
They both, if you think Jack can fall asleep at death metal, these two both fell asleep at a Cure concert.
Yeah, they weren't into the Cure. So that was money well spent.
Yeah.
And then we started off the set with Fontaine's DC, Starburster, from their latest album or forthcoming album that's going to drop in, I believe, August. Fontaine's DC at the Commodore in September. And Dean, we have our tickets to that one as well.
Yeah, and they're going on the upswing, because last time they were here, they were at the Rickshaw. So they're packing them in at the Commodore. So we're going from a, 500 seat venue to about 3,000.
I mean, 3,000. Correct me if I'm wrong, the first time Fontaine's DC played, they played, what's that place on? The Fox Cabaret. I believe they played the Fox Cabaret the first time around. And then we saw them during the second show, which was at the Rickshaw. And now they've moved up to the Commodore. Yeah. Fontaine's DC.
Well, check them out. If you haven't checked them out, definitely check them
out. Oh, yeah. They're a great band out of Ireland. And that was the first track from the upcoming album. And it was called Starburster. Of course, in Vancouver in the summer, there's always lots of things to do. And we've got an event coming up in a couple weeks, or no?
It's is coming up next. Not this Saturday. It's the following Saturday, July the 13th. Now, this is an interesting evening if you can make it to it. This thing is called Mashed Poetics.
Yes.
And it's basically, it's an evening of spoken word and music. And here's the catch. So basically, we have a live band there and poets. And the live band is given... And the poets do are given the topic of basically an album.
Yes.
So this time around, it's going to be Green Day's Dookie. And Green Day, being a punk band, never get played on this show for some reason, but they're going to do this at Mashed Poetics. And basically, they're going to take Green Day's Dookie, play all the songs as in order of the album, and for each song, a poet is going to take that song, and they're going to write a poem about it. Now, that poem may just be, it could just be like the main title.
Yes.
Or it could be a lyric in the Dookie. In the song.
Mm-hmm.
Or the main title of the song, and they write a poem about that that is something they want to reflect back. And it could be about anything, but it's got to include that title of that song in it. So,
and who's one of the poets this time out?
Well, one of the poets this time, almost every time, is you. Todd's going to be there. And do you remember what song you have?
Coming Clean.
Coming Clean.
Yeah, so I've been working on it, and I'm going to be kind of the one of the later poets. They probably keep the best for last, so I'm near the end, but I'll be reading a poem at that event. And where is it at, Dean, and what about tickets?
For all your groupies out there, Todd, you're going to be there on July 13th.
Yes.
It's 8 p.m. The door's open, and the place is called, there it is, Backspace. It's at a place called Backspace at 1318 Grant Street in Vancouver. It's called Backspace. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 8:30 p.m. The tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. There's a cash bar. There's cash at the door. They'll take that too. And if you want some more information, you can contact RC. Well, is RC, how do you say his last name?
It's our buddy RC Wislowski.
RC Wislowski at info. His info is, his email address is RCARCEE2. Let me repeat that because why he created this as a tongue twister, I have no idea. It could have made this easier.
RC2.
It could have just been Mash Poetics.
So
mashup.
Yes.
RCARCEE2 at gmail.com. So there's all the details. So that's next Saturday. And groupies, Todd will be there.
Yes, it's going to be great. So Mash Poetics, July 13th at the Backspace. So right now, moving along, we're going to get back into the music. These are the Dead Kennedys on our 100th show. This is the Blurred Crusade.
No one to fear. We'll ride, ride, I'll ride. you shit in your pants. No move, child, gotta be back. Stick, there's six of us, babe, so suck on my dick. And ride, 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 ride. Let's ride, you ride. The left newspapers by the wide of it, but the guys at the station, they don't give a shit. Dispatch calls, oh, you're doing something wicked. No sorry, Jack, we're just giving tickets. Let's ride. We'll be right back.
from 2022 and Fat Possum Records. That was Off and War Above Los Angeles from their album on crispy turquoise vinyl, and the album called Free LSD. This is the Blurred Crusade, our 100th episode.
100.
I've got right. Dean with me and his son Jack falling asleep in the corner. Before that, we had Dead Kennedys. We started off with the Dead Kennedys from 1987, DK Music, Police Truck, from the album Give Me Convenience or Give Me Death. Dead Kennedys out of San Francisco. I should mention that I should have mentioned about an hour and 30 minutes ago, listener discretion is advised. And in the middle there, we had Black Flag from 1978, SST Records, from the Nervous Breakdown EP, the title track, Black Flag from Hermosa Beach, California, Off from L.A. Indeed, we saw Off at the Rickshaw a while back, right?
Yeah, it was about, was it not a year ago, or was it 2 years?
I'm so bad with time.
I can't remember. It's not Off, because there's an exclamation point at the end. It's Off!
That's correct.
Well, you know, look,
you're pinning the needles there.
Well, the punctuation matters, because here, let me give you a sentence, okay? I can give you the same sentence, one with and one without punctuation, okay? One day Jack is probably going to be an uncle. You know, his niece or nephew is going to help him when he goes horseback riding.
Yes.
And they're going to say, hey, I helped my Jack, or my uncle Jack, off a horse. Or if I use it without punctuation, I helped my uncle Jack off a horse.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances. Who are you?
We're Strange Breed from Vancouver!
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Vancouver music scene has so much talent, and more people should utilize the resources that we have in Canada, because not most, like the U.S. doesn't have anything like Factor or Creative BC, like kind of things, you know. We're pretty lucky.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Atención.
Yucastereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 90.1 FM Yucastereo.
Atención.
Episode 100 continues, a two-hour special. We're down to our last 15 minutes. We got some great music coming up, so stay tuned. We went all out here at the Blurred Crusade headquarters, but unfortunately...
I got some bad news,
What was going on?
Actually, our crack CJSF news team has handed me this. Unfortunately, due to some financial constraints with the station, the Shetland Pony Rides in the North parking lot had to be canceled.
Darn it. I was so looking forward to pony rides after the show.
I have a feeling it would be a lamb of two asses and a donkey, so I don't think we would have seen much.
No. So, unfortunately, the Shetland Pony Rides have been canceled, but we've got more music for you. These are the Dish Rags on the Blurred Crusade.
It's fine. but the fool made up to go out. She's desperate and lonely, but she's putting it about. Down off the shelf, she's in love, and she hates herself.
Coathangers on the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, just winding down our 100th show. Before that, we had Pretenders, The Adulteress from Pretenders to 1981. And then we ended off with The Dish Rags, Love Is Shit, a single from 1979. Just want to thank my co-host today, Mr. Dean Hagem. Thanks for coming in, Dean.
It's been my pleasure. It's been great. Memory lane, Todd.
Yes, it was a beautiful thing. And remember Jack falling asleep in the corner. Thank you for napping with us, Jack. Appreciate that. Also wanted to thank a few people who've helped us over the last few years. R.C. Weslowski for his production help. Mike Shepard, my occasional co-host. Magnus, Robin, and Connor from the station. And most of all, to you, thanks for tuning in every week, wherever you are. Keep tuned. We'll be back here in a couple Wednesdays. Peace, love, and adios.
Ciao.
Listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more